heightened sign-up bonuses from Capital One and Barclays? Chase tightens approval standards further and sign-up bonuses at banks large and small. All this and more on today's Milenomics Squared podcast.
Hello, everyone. I'm Sam Simon.
And I'm Robert Dwyer.
And this is the Milenomics Squared podcast, no annual fee edition.
If you're not subscribed to the full Milenomics Squared podcast, you're missing out on the following discussion. News item number one, Capital One has heightened sign-up bonuses on two of their cards, the Venture card and the Spark Business card. And they've also announced that points now transfer to a somewhat obscure collection of foreign airlines. Sam, what do you think of these cards and this ability to transfer points to foreign carriers?
Yeah, so the Venture card, the Spark Business card, we'll include a little more in the notes on the sign-up bonuses and the different spending requirements on those cards. I think that Capital One's a good bank and their products are solid. I don't like that they pull all three credit bureaus, but that is what it is. As far as the transferability of the points, these are obscure carriers. Yeah, I don't see very many people taking them up on this. I know that they made a huge splash announcing this news. It's a little troubling to me too that it's a 2-to-1.5 mile ratio. I get why they're doing that because on the earn side, you earn 2 points per dollar on all your spending. But the math is just, I think, beyond some people's ability. And so you're going to have people making poor decisions based on incorrect assumptions. And then again, those transfer partners, they're just not good enough. They really need someone that's an easy booking transfer partner, maybe a domestic airline, but they just don't have it. How about you, Robert?
Yeah, well, I think the cards are good for their sign-up bonuses if you use them the way they were traditionally designed. They were maybe the pioneer of this very straightforward earning 2x everywhere, and you just use the points to erase purchases that you make for travel or even cash back, depending on the flavor you sign up for. So the Venture card's sign-up bonus is now up to 75,000 points. The $95 annual fee is waived the first year, and it has a $5,000 minimum spend. So that's $750 of travel that you can get with that card, which is fantastic. The Spark Business card has a sign-up bonus of 200,000 points, but it comes with a large minimum spend. $50,000 of spend is required within 6 months to get that full $200,000. Also, a $95 annual fee waived the first year. So between these two cards, you can rack up a lot of travel, cash back, or transfers to foreign airlines. We'll see how those foreign airlines work out for them. I think this card is probably going to be pretty similar to the Barclays Premier Plus that is actually dead already. So the obscure foreign carriers and the transfer ratio, right, and things like that, people want simple. And they still have simple here with the Venture card and the Spark Business cards that can be used just for, 2% everywhere and a nice healthy sign-up bonus. I think it's a winner for that.
Great. Let's move on. The Barclay Arrival Plus sign-up bonus has increased to 70,000 points. The $89 annual fee is waived the first year with a $5,000 minimum spend requirement. I really like this bonus, and it's a card that I'm going to apply for myself personally. I think you're soft banned from Barclays. Is that correct, Robert?
Yeah, no, I seem to not be able to get...
Maybe I will get nowhere as well.
Yeah, I think it's a great card for somebody just starting out. I mean, these two cards, the Capital One Venture and the Barclay Arrival Plus, are roughly equivalent at this point, right? They earn about the same. The sign-up bonus is about the same. I think Capital One bumping things up encouraged Barclays to bump things up. We've seen an increase in sign-up bonuses across all banks. And you think sometimes that's just because of inflation and the number of miles that it costs to take a flight. The award chart keeps sliding on us. So the amount of points or amount of airline miles that you need to do something keeps increasing. But in this case, these are cash back rewards.
This is just money, yeah.
They're just increasing the amount of money that you can have. So I think it's great. Between a Cap One Venture and a Barclay Arrival Plus and, throw in a couple of other cards out there, maybe a Citi Premier and, hit up Chase for the first time if you've never had cards with them before. A lot of great sign-up bonuses out there right now.
I agree. I think it's also interesting for anybody that's had some issues or been shut down or maybe they're locked out of the Chase universe for whatever reasons. This gives you two other banks that you can work with and regroup and start over and get some good value. So,
well, things are getting tighter over on the Chase front. A few of their cards that were not restricted by the famous 524 policy now are restricted by that policy. The Hyatt card, which had a really good, still does, 60,000 point sign-up bonus. And I think all of the Avios cards, they had a bunch of different flavors of those, All of those are now restricted under 524. So yeah, just another one of those things where Chase is pulling out the rug from underneath people who are maybe thinking about getting that card, and all of a sudden they hear some data points that you're not able to get it if you're over 524, and boom, you can't get it anymore. So that's a negative development for sure, and makes people think even more about, you know, what should I do? Should I just say, well, I'm never going to get under 524, or will I just be better off getting credit cards from other banks in the meantime? So for me, that's what it's going to be. Just get cards from other banks. And I have my established stable of Chase cards already. If I didn't have any credit cards right now, I would start with Chase still. Increasingly, they have great cards and you need to be under 524. But where it really hurts is where somebody like truly does, due to maybe a change of work situation, they're going to start going to Hyatt hotels. And you can't get the Hyatt card, even without a sign-up bonus, if you're over 524. So that's where it can be really painful sometimes when you're blocked from a bank. Another similar situation, you know, if you're blocked by Barclays, you can't get a Lufthansa credit card to keep your miles alive. You can't get a JetBlue card if you want to manufacture Mosaic status. That's where kind of some of the, you know, moderately painful things that you think of downstream when you're blocked from being able to get certain products from a certain bank, it can come back to haunt you in other ways in the future. And these are some of just the more moderate ways that a shutdown or a limitation in new cards can limit you more than you might think.
Moving on, the First Republic Bank has a rather healthy banking bonus here. And the hat tip on this goes to Travel Sort. It's a $800 bonus for $25,000 in checking for 3 months. So parking $25,000 in checking for 3 months and a $10,000 CD for 6 months. So you have to do both of those, Robert?
You do. Actually, I went and visited a branch locally to sleuth that out. The Travel Sort post didn't have it quite right, but I appreciate them alerting me to it. I went to my local branch here and they told me all about it as soon as I walked in the door. Very professional bank. First Republic has locations in California, New York, Massachusetts,
West
Coast. Yeah, they're around. They tend to be in very high rent districts, and they target, you know, people who want to bring a lot of banking to them. And they maybe like a Crystal or a City National Bank, they strive to have, you know, deep relationships with their customers. This is a really good bonus. The $800 one, that's quite a bit of money to tie things up there. I learned about a second tier at a $500 bonus for bringing more simply $15,000 into checking for 3 months, which I might actually go for more than the other one. I also went for sign-up bonuses with Chase, and I needed to tie up some money there to get a sign-up bonus. So I'm kind of running a little thin on cash to manage all these really lucrative bank bonuses here. But we'll include a link in the show notes for the service area for First Republic. I asked them specifically what they mean by the customer being in their service area. And, you know, they were ambiguous about it, right? You don't literally need to have one of these in your town, but they don't want to see you driving from a couple hundred miles away. And they'd be questioning, are you really interested in this relationship? Or are you just here for the sign-up bonus? So I would say if you're in the vicinity, give them a call or pay them a visit, and you'd probably be able to get the bonus. And I absolutely believe that they would pay out the bonus. I think they're on the up and up, and they really do want to provide good service to people. I just don't know, you know, how much service I could possibly extract from a bank, right? Like, what kind of relationship I want to have with the bank? You know, you take my money and you write checks, you know, I write checks and you pay them out. Like, what kind of relationship do I need to have?
Beyond that, well, they did give you an umbrella, right?
I got a very nice goodie bag just for going in. So we're off to a good start.
Yeah, we are. More on some smaller or less known banks. The Freedom Credit Union 5X Unlimited, or somewhat unlimited, credit card. We talked about this on the blog last week. I mentioned it. This is an obscure credit union in eastern Pennsylvania in the Philadelphia area, offering uncapped 5X, which is just 5% cash back for purchases through January 31st, 2019. And that's not a rolling, you know, period of time. Depending on when you're approved, the hard cap is January 31st, 2019. So I outlined on the blog a little of my take on the card. Uncapped 5X is unheard of at this point. So if you're in the service area and want to consider the card, I think some of the concerns that I bring up in that post are important to take note of. There's also a backdoor way to get that card. If you're interested in that backdoor way, shoot me an email. We can talk about it a little bit.
Cool.
My biggest concern, I think, is this small Eastern Pennsylvania credit union going to be able to pay out 5% unlimited on what's inevitably going to be a bunch of heavy hitters. I don't think that's going to happen. So I would be cautious about going, you know, going out and using that card for heavy manufactured spending, or especially any kind of spending with large fees, which would be things like plastic payments or anything like that. So that's just my take on it. Anyway, Robert, close us out. What's this last item here?
Yeah, so Chase is coming to the Boston area. And to kick that off, they have a $600 checking and savings bank bonus. We wrote about it on the blog. You can check it out there. I think the promotion has gone more nationally. It's not, I think you still need some type of targeted link, but we can include a link for that as well. But you need to have a combination of checking and savings, do some direct deposit, keep $15,000 there in savings or something like that. But it's a really nice, healthy bonus. I'm looking forward to taking advantage of that and maybe then working my way up to their Sapphire banking level. So they're making a big play here in the Massachusetts market, and they have not been here before. So I'm looking forward to getting to know them a little bit better.
Yeah, and I had read that to counter that, some of the established banks in that area are also going to make a play for Boston area clients. So it sounds like you're going to have a good 3 or 4 months ahead of you with everyone competing.
I hope so.
There in the New England area.
I hope so. Well, thanks for joining us this week. For a more in-depth look at this week's news, visit us at patreon.com/Mylonomics. There you'll get a special link to listen to additional content right in your mobile podcast app or on your computer, where we speak more freely about the topics we discussed today.
And as always, you can reach us on Twitter. I'm at Mylonomics and Robert's at Robert Dwyer. We'd love to hear from you. Until then, we'll see you on the site.
Catch you next week.